Additional counselors were on duty today at Overbrook High School, where classes resumed for the first time since four students were shot a block from school last week. As KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us, the superintendent was at the school this morning to talk with students.
One of the four students who were shot a block from school last Wednesday remains hospitalized but did not suffer life-threatening injuries, says district spokeswoman Monique Braxton. She says the school district's crisis response team of counselors is at the school to help students process the violence hitting so close to home.
It's devastating for them. So they're working through, how do you cope? How do you deal with your frustration? How do you support a friend, a classmate who may have been targeted, who may have been shot?
Police haven't arrested anyone, nor have they commented on a possible motive. Superintendent Tony Watlington held his weekly cabinet meeting at Overbrook High School Monday morning to reassure students that the administration was doing what it could to keep them safe. Braxton says the district is considering deploying more officers around schools.
The Office of School Safety is right now discussing increasing patrols at other high schools.
About 30 community members, parents, and elected officials also held a morning meeting at the school, but Braxton says it was unclear whether any concrete action emerged. At Overbrook High, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.